Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening. I want to congratulate you on taking the steps to bettering yourself. This is Mortgage Mindset, and today we have Sherry Briano in the house with us. What's up, Sherry?
Hey, what's up, people?
How you doing today?
We're doing good. I'm about to take control of the podcast. Y'all get ready.
It's going to be a little different today. We are completing our Meet the Team series today with a episode on none other than yours truly, Hunter. I am the director of sales. And so instead of hosting this episode and asking the questions, I get to be the one in the hot seat, and Sherry is going to ask the questions of me. So, Sherry, I'm going to pass the gauntlet. This is your baby.
Yeah, it's all me.
Run it.
Run it. I got some surprises. So y'all can visualize, we have questions that we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
but I lied because I'm going to answer some different questions.
I can't wait.
That's great. I mess up on them. So, well, I went in all sincerity. Hunter has been such an add to our team and our work family. So without him, it just wouldn't be the same. But I want to talk about today how you got here to SRT and why you came to SRT.
Yeah. So I came to Sherry by way of prison and a credit union. And what that means is I started working in a prison at 20 years old, young, wanted to have a job with adrenaline, so got involved with a lot of fun things in there, specialized in some gangs, activity, just all kinds of stuff. At this point, you know, mid-30s, I think, you know, what was I thinking? But back then, it made sense, and it was a lot of fun. And so did that for about 5 years, and as one does as a correctional officer in a prison facility, you know, you get into altercations and things, and got into a really bad one summer and realized, you know, I just don't want to fight for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of, something finally clicked. And so I went and found what I would consider the most opposite job I could, and that is working for a credit union. I started out on the teller line and worked my way up through the teller line to loan officer, handling car loans, credit cards, things like that, opening accounts, and then worked my way up into their mortgages. And eventually, that mortgages was what I was doing most of my time there. Got really good at it. With the credit union, though, it's one streamlined process. You know, it's not like here where we have non-QM, Fannie, Freddie, FHA, USDA.
You just got one set of products.
You got one product, and you sell it as is. And
so you mastered it.
I did.
In and out, and then we're bored and we needed something else.
I did. I felt like, you know, I was missing clients, and I mean, with the credit union, your check at the end of the month is the same whether you close 14 deals or you close one. And I ended up being the joker that still kept closing 14 deals every single month. And I just kind of figured, man, there's got to be something that I could better my family. If I'm going to work this hard anyways, I might as well get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had refinanced with Sherry's team about a year and a half before and called Chris on the team and said, hey, man, do you just mind telling me what you do? Thinking about changing over, and this is what I do day in and day out. Had a few conversations with them. I talked to Sherry, but maybe a month after our first initial conversation, and within a week of talking to Sherry, I was on a Zoom, because this was during COVID years.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a Zoom, and we were, you know,
doing what we do,
getting the process started.
That's it.
And so that's how I came to Sherry.
And so you went from one extreme, I'm going to shank you.
Yes.
So you wanted to shank yourself because you were bored.
I did. I was shanked when I was in the prison and cut and all the things. And
scary.
Still got the scars to prove it in some areas. But then I got to the credit union, and eventually I was like, you know what? Maybe. No.
Well, and you know, the credit union gave you, I think, some great structure, some great insight.
It
obviously,
did.
I wouldn't have thought you would come direct line from being a prison calling card to coming right into what we do. And you kind of took time to understand the craft at Credit Union and knew that there was something more out there for you. You just hadn't found it yet, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I even say that even today, I still use things that I attribute to my time, even in the prison system. One of the first interview questions I had when I left the prison system for the Credit Union was, what could you possibly have learned from working in that environment that you could use in this environment? And I said, I learned how to talk to people. And so, you know, as director of sales, I talk to a lot of people at this point.
Right.
But absolutely. You have to learn how to meet someone where they're at, whether they're a client, an agent who's frustrated with their current lender, an agent who's just getting into the real estate and has no idea what the difference between a conventional and a VA loan is.
Right.
And so, you know, you pick up things no matter. I feel like if you try hard enough, you're self-aware enough, you can kind of pick up things along the way that can help you in just about any environment.
Mm-hmm.
Prison helped me learn how to talk to people. The Credit Union helped me to get a financial mindset, because before then, you know, I mean, there was DTIs were just a few letters out of the alphabet.
Right.
And then, you know, as you kind of hone in and perfect your craft, you know, you level up and excel. And I mean, we talk about leveling up even within always. The team all the time.
Always. You always got to be growing.
That's it.
You know, if you're not growing, you're dying. And another thing, when you're in prison, see, you had to do this. You had to use your two ears and keep your mouth shut.
You did.
One, because you can hear somebody sneaking up on you. But, you know, my parents taught me that, too. And I think you have to have a sense of understanding and having that person in front of you, no matter if you're standing in the prison or, you know, at the credit union, a bank, wherever you happen to be, in a playground. Sometimes you just got to hear where that person stands.
That's it.
And you don't have to agree with it, but you should acknowledge it and hear it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Well, we thank the goodness that you came to the SRT family. We also know you have your own beautiful family. So let's talk about them.
Yes, I am the husband to Kristen. We just celebrated 10 years and took a trip to Iceland to celebrate that 10 years of marriage. I do not know how this woman puts up with me day in and day out and has for the last 10 years. I tell her all the time, she is just a little closer to good than the average person. And you know, that's just, I think, something that was born into her. She is definitely a light
she
in my life.
She is amazing. Amazing woman.
She is amazing. And so she is incredible. She has given me two beautiful children. Avery is 6 years old. Abram is 3 years old. And we have agreed never to do that again because we are tired, Sherry. We are tired right now with a 3 and a 6 year old. My son is so much like me. And just loves to wrestle, to fight, to do all the, to get all the adrenaline out. And I see myself so much in him. And Avery is so much like her mama, just so sweet natured. You know, we trade memes and trade TikTok videos all the time of, you know, the sensitive older child and then the second born coming in. He's just a hellion. Mm-hmm. Like, Abram is an amazing little boy, but he is going to be a beast on this world.
It is the truth. I had my own. My first was an angel. And my second would have been my first, it wouldn't have been a no second.
I'm telling you
right now, that boy don't want his mama out. And he's a grown man with three kids right now, still wearing me out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally understand. So you're going to get a little further tired than you think you might.
Yes. Mom and dad are still local in the area. I have three younger brothers and one younger sister. And they are amazing people in themselves. They're all doing incredibly well in their own lives. And it's very cool just to be like in the oldest position and see, you know, siblings and you still remember them as not your children, but like, you know, you still see them as children and they're just growing up and doing their own incredible things in their lives and, having babies of their own. I'm very blessed with the family I have.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, here's a question for you. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years. I would like to be running teams in multiple states.
Okay.
Multiple SRT branches in multiple states, I think, would be incredible. I think, you know, we excel so much in the triangle. We have such a firm, I mean, you have been in this area for 24 years doing real estate. To establish that kind of branding and that type of presence and multiple, you start in capitals if we need to, you know, just in multiple states and then move out. That would be awesome. I think, you know, it would be great to have, you know,
branch
state directors and, yeah. and state, you know, I mean, really just have this thing grow and build and teach people the SRT way that I was taught when mm-hmm. I got here, and teach them about communication and how you don't text, you don't send an email, you pick up the phone. Everyone deserves a phone call. I mean,
yep.
like these things are ingrained in me. And like, you know, have you solved or tried to solve the problem the SRT way? Have you identified the problem? Have you tried multiple solutions? You know, mm-hmm. have you asked a coworker, you know, to get a yeah. fresh set of eyes on it? These things were like, you know, these were Bible. Like when I started, and so,
and that Bible runs right today. So everybody know, I have not changed those, but I have four things that better happen.
Yeah.
Before they come and talk to me, and they all, I'm so thankful that they do. But yeah, there's just certain things that need to happen, and I don't think everybody necessarily has always put them down to the word of the Bible, and just utilizes them. And it's amazing. There's always an answer in those four things that we do.
It is. I still have it taped up on my desk where you taped it up. And the very first week that you and Chris cut me free, it was, you know, how to solve problems the SRT way. And it's still taped there today. It's a lot more faded after a few years of being on my desk, but it's still there. And I think, you know, if we could scale this to that, I mean, having even North Carolina setting up like a mountain branch and then a coastal branch and then a South Carolina branch.
Just so y'all know, we are going to be doing those things. So y'all hang on. We've got some big surprises that'll be coming around the turn. So that's going to be happening for us. But I will tell you, without having been as blessed to have had Hunter come in here and work alongside us and really just be an amazing person who does listen, who does care, and is passionate about getting someone in their home and being responsible to his realtor partners, it would not be, you know, nearly as what it could be. So we need Hunter, and I know you guys love him. I hear from you guys all the time, and I appreciate all the good feedback. And we've just got a lot of fun things coming about, and they're coming about sooner than later. So I think you may see it won't be just North Carolina. Could be going up, could be going down.
Let's do it.
Or it could be 50 states. Let's not shut this baby down
that's
quite
exactly
yet.
Exactly right.
That's right. Just keep your mind open.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, you've cast vision. I want to pour as much fuel in that gas tank as possible, and whatever I can do to get us there. I mean, we're going to do it. We're just a powerful team.
Amen to that. We'll knuckle up on that.
Yeah, bud.
I think this wraps up our Hunter episode, and I hope you have enjoyed it, because I love our podcast, and I hope you guys do, and we're getting great feedback from it. Yep. So if there's anything that you would like us to discuss, you know, we're pretty open. We're going to start bringing in. We've got, you know, quite a few of our realtor partners want to come in and talk. We're going to bring them in. I'm going to bring in a couple attorneys, a title insurance company to talk, because I think that's important. An agent or two of mine on the insurance side. So yep. If you have any specific questions to them or an appraiser or anything like that, let us know. You can reach us through Facebook or TikTok or
Team Line 919-234-7415.
Or you can email us too.
That's it. That's exactly right.
A lot of ways to reach us.
That's good.
All right.
Well, look, thanks for doing the interview portion today, Sherry. And thank you for listening and sticking with me talking about myself for 15 minutes. If there's anything we can do for you, like Sherry said, please reach out. If not, we'll listen. We'll hear talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The Mortgage Mindset Podcast is hosted by the Sherry Riona team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Riona's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryrionateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government, is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.